Joined by Lady Texter head coach Teresa Weatherspoon. And coach, you know, we talked about it the last couple of days after the Hawaii game that, you know, really the biggest thing the last couple of games was just not shooting the basketball with confidence, and how important it was to come out here early in this game, knock down a couple of shots. Your team did that, and you could just see it was almost like a big sigh of relief across the board, and they just played with and shot with confidence the entire game.
Absolutely. You know, I really believe that confidence plays a huge part in the game of basketball, period. You have to step between those four lines and be confident in everything that we ask of you and everything that you know that you're capable of bringing to this team. We haven't had very good shooting nights. We didn't shoot the ball very well against Hawaii. You had every open shot possible. We just didn't knock those shots down. Got into practice yesterday. Our kids shot the ball very well. Our practice was just a positive talking practice. That's all it was. We wanted to speak just positive thoughts into our kids that no matter what shot you get, no matter how many times you miss, the next time you take it, it has to be the same shot, same mentality, same confidence. And they shot the ball extremely well yesterday, built a lot of confidence within themselves, and came out here and brought it to the floor. And if you've never believed what you do in practice, it just translates between the four lines of game time. You better start to believe it now.
Chantel Bramble Donaldson, I thought, was spectacular tonight. You know, I saw it as her, you know, started that second half against Hawaii. I thought she played pretty well out there before she fouled out and started to get a little bit of confidence on the offensive end. Tonight, I thought she was great on both ends of the floor.
Absolutely. She did exactly what we asked of her tonight in the painted area, because Brittany Johnson has a lot of counters down there. And we just wanted her to make sure that anything that goes in the paint against you, make sure she goes over you, through you. Don't go for any fake. Stay on the floor and just make sure she makes a shot over you, through you. Turn around, box out, and get the rebound. We've asked her many times all season long to be aggressive for us offensively, because she's loaded tons of talent. And tonight, she really showed exactly what she's all about. 20 points, 15 boards. That's a great night of really putting forth the effort and hard work. And she just had that mentality that she was going to get it done for us on both ends of the floor.
Well, and you know, she's got to give a nod to some of her teammates, because some of the interior passing at times against this zone was spectacular and really got her some really easy looks underneath.
Absolutely. And those easy looks really make the game easy for you. Makes you feel really good about yourself. And Jasmine Bendoff, the way she just can penetrate gaps and find people. And she enjoys passing the basketball, and everybody knows that I'm going to just get myself open. She's going to find me, and I just need to finish. And that's what we're doing. This game, that's what we did tonight, is Jasmine got in the gaps, found people, and we shared the ball very well tonight. Everybody was moving the basketball and finding open shooters and finding people who had the better shot, and it was just good for us. So we can do those things, get people easy shots, feel good about ourselves. You know, it really helps us.
20 assists on 27 buckets. That just proves the Texas did share the basketball tonight. Whitney Jones just had an awful night shooting the night against Hawaii, Hawaii the other night, 0-for-9 from the field, 0-for-2 from the free throw line, just couldn't score. Tonight came out, hit that first three, and really, I thought, played extremely well, shot the ball, didn't make all of them, but shot the ball with confidence.
Absolutely. I'm just extremely proud of her with having a shooting night like that. Normally, it can just take a kid out of a season, but for the moment, it was just for a moment thing. She wasn't very pleased with her outing, came in practice yesterday and got herself in great rhythm. And really just had herself shot ready. When you're shot ready, the ball touch your hands, you just go right into your shot and knock it down. And that's the mentality that she approached the game with, and that's the way she played.
You know, a lot of people who haven't followed the conference as closely this year are going to look at this score and say, well, Louisiana Tech should have won this game regardless. This is a much improved San Jose State team. I'll tell you what, they look night and day from what we've seen the last few years.
Well, you know, it doesn't matter to me what people say. You know how I am, Malcolm. It doesn't really matter to me what people say. We know the change in this team. The coaches come here and really done a great job with this team of changing their mentality, change their approach to the game, even change the system somewhat, where it gives them an opportunity to be the best them, the best player that they can be. And you definitely see it. This is a much better basketball team than we've ever played. And this was a tough win in their house. And we're going to take that win. We're going to be happy with our win, but we want to go home and get ourselves much better so we can do better as we move from game to game.
But you got 1 week until you play again. We go on the road to play New Mexico State next Saturday night. So you got a week to get into the film room and do some different things. What do you think some of your focus this week will be?
Well, we want to get back in. There's a lot of things that we need to correct, even from this game, from every game. I think every coach can say that, but we still want to get in there and get better defensively. Our transition defense was not very good tonight. We want to make sure that we get back in there and really get back our focus back on every play that we know. We want to kind of brush up on that and make sure we're crisp with everything that we run. And defense is just what we're going to work on. We're going to work on that because that's what's going to win it all for us.
You know, played well well tonight. I had Darren Park sitting here by my side. We might just need to put him in our back pocket and take him everywhere with us.
Hey, just always good to see someone so wonderful. Just a great friend of mine. I love him to death.
Congratulations on the win tonight.
Thank you so much.
That's Louisiana Tech head